bring us towards happiness. So our country, well, as Fulton Sheen will explain, that is very, very important. That's what our founding fathers founded our land on. And if we lose God, we lose what our democracy is all about. Okay, so from Fulton Sheen, 1938. The essence of Americanism is not revolution, but the recognition of the sacredness of human personality and the inherent inalienable rights which every man possesses independently of the state. That is why, when our country began, our founding fathers were most anxious to find some basis for human rights, some foundation for human liberties, some guarantee of human personality which would be above the encroachment of tyranny and abuse. But where find the basis for the right of a man to be his own master, captain of his own soul, free in his right to pursue his ultimate end with a free conscience? Where root and ground the right to own property as the extension of personality? Where find the rock of all liberties, which would be strong enough to withstand governments and powers and states which would absorb them, as the monarchies did then, and as certain dictatorships do now? For such a foundation, the fathers looked first to England. There the theory was advanced that our liberties and rights are rooted in Parliament. This theory they rejected on the ground that if Parliament gives rights and liberties, then Parliament can take them away. Next they looked to France, where it was held that the liberties and rights of man are rooted in the will of the majority. The fathers equally rejected this on the ground that if the rights of man are the gift of the majority, then the majority can take away the rights of the minority. Where find the source of the liberties and rights of man? On what stable foundation are they to be reared? What is their source? The answer they gave was the right one. They sought the foundations of man's rights and liberties in something so sacred and so inalienable that no state, no parliament, no dictator, no human power could ever take them away. And so they rooted them in God. Hence our Declaration of Independence reads, quote, "All men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Note that the word used is unalienable. That means that these rights belong to the sacredness of the human personality. So that pretty much says why the belief in God is essential to having a true democracy, our true democracy. And that's why we have to pray first of all, because nothing else, all the arguments, all kinds of statistics, nothing else. Our country is in a mess because not enough people pray and turn to God for help and form their lives according to the way He needs us to live. There are many good people in our land, many, many people still Christian, but we need to realize that we need to pray for all of this. Not just talk, not just, we need to pray first of all, because hearts need to be changed and grounded in truth and goodness and His love. So now to close this first episode of Life is Worth Pondering, I will read what we call the Divine Praises. We often end our special blessing called Benediction with these prayers. The Divine Praises. Blessed be God. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be His most sacred heart. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her holy assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in His angels and in His saints. So until next week, Have a blessed week. Don't forget that life is worth pondering, and try, if you possibly can, to pray the rosary every day for peace in the world, and read the Bible, a little bit of the gospel every day for our Lord to lead you in his way. God bless you, and have a good week.